So there you have it. A 2-2 tie. As they say, it's like kissing your sister, and it's nothing worse than having to kiss the New York Mets.
Armchair.
There's something, I'll say there's something kind of about a kid that's never played baseball.
We have been hoodwinked, bamboozled, and flat out deceived.
Why did you get so drunk?
You got drunk. I'm just really exhausted.
What's in that cup?
Rum and Cokes.
Do you have any idea how important
you
this is?
Have
trying
any
to save
idea?
The pump up. Really, this
do
is
you
what you're
have
doing?
Any
this
idea?
Is what you're doing?
Chief, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night. Try to take over the world.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Armchair.
YouTube Live.
Radio Station. The radio station you can call your own. What listeners like about our station?
I like everything. It's always on my radio.
We never stop the music, except for now, when I talk.
You're listening to Braves Country with Mac McGee and the Armchair Quarterbacks. We're here live weekdays, 3 p.m. Eastern to 5 p.m. Eastern, WQEE 99.1 FM, The Key, and simulcasting on youtube.com/@Braves Country. Your first choice for Southern sports. Good afternoon. I'm Mac McGee, and I don't know much, but I know one thing. Man, Major League Baseball season is going to fly by if it's anything like today's game. Good Lord.
Armchair.
Community Access Channel.
He's the armchair quarterback. He's full of beer and he's full of snacks. He's the All-American man.
Hey, howdy, hi, and how the hell are you? Well, I'm doing great, kinda. It's kind of weird tying the Mets. Welcoming onto the show is Mr. Stephen Troche. Stephen, how are you, sir?
Man, I'm great. I'm still riding the high of that, the World Baseball Classic. It sucks that the USA couldn't pull it out, but, I mean, we got to witness not only just an all-time great tournament, but that last at-bat between Shohei and Trout. That's like that at bat's going to go down in history. Just the significance, the two best players in baseball, and Shohei just throwing one of the best sliders I've ever seen to end that tournament. It was just it was cinema. It was theater.
And Red Raider Doug, how's it going? Doug, you're muted.
Great. Doing great. Say, I was going to mention the same thing that Troche did about that was a fantastic game.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I was glued to. Well, y'all know I watched most of it, and I know some folks didn't get into it, but I got into it pretty much from the start. The only problem I had was the very first round. It was hard watching all the games, the U.S. games, because they came on so late. But other than that, when they came on a reasonable time, I was locked in, and that game. I watched every single inning, every single pitch. I was even listening to him, even though I'm not the biggest Joe Davis fan. He's kind of, they've got to do something about that. I'm telling you, Smoltz, I like as the color commentator, but Davis just seems like he ought to be doing, I don't know, either putt-putt or pickleball or something. He doesn't seem like that he should be the Fox guy, but whatever. The game itself was phenomenal. It was almost like a storybook ending with Ohtani striking out his teammate, who the two of them never get to play in any big games. So I'm already counting down for 2026. And the big news today, if folks are just, you know, getting off work or whatever you did earlier in the day, it looks like the Philadelphia Phillies have just suffered a massive injury. Rhys Hoskins was carted off in the, I think they said the first inning of the Detroit Tigers, Philadelphia Phillies spring training game. And that's not good.
Yeah. It was non-contact. Like I watched the video and yeah, he just goes down immediately and he's clutching his knee.
So I'm going to guess if he's not out for the season, he's going to be out for a considerable amount of time. You never know, you know, could he come back in DH about the time that Bryce Harper's able to go play in the outfield? I don't know. But The only silver lining of this is that it'll shut up a lot of the idiots who've been complaining about guys getting hurt in the WBC. And I've been saying all along, you can get hurt anywhere. And in a game like baseball, though there's always that chance for injury, it's not like they're playing tackle football out there, right? So that's the only silver lining of this. But I don't like seeing any players get hurt, because then here come the excuse train, right? But, man, that is a tough blow for the Phillies right out the – and it's not like you can go right now and find a guy who can give you any kind of production, because nobody wants to make a trade that everyone believes they have a chance right now, except maybe the Reds. And the – and it's – and there's not there really isn't anything out there on the free agent market. So that's going to be tough. I don't know how they're going to be able to adjust to that, because you're already not going to have Harper in the lineup. And as we're doing our season-long predictions today, you got to have to factor that in now, don't you?
Yeah. I mean, different kind of projections, but I mean, the Phillies over-under for wins right now is still at 88.5. And yeah, I mean, that. I mean, like, what is Reese, like a 3-4 war player?
Well, yeah, I mean, you're looking at a guy. I mentioned it during the broadcast. I don't have the numbers in front of me anymore. But it, over 600-something games, he had like 405 RBI, I think it was. And I think it's 148 home runs. So, I mean, he's been a big part of what they've been doing the last few years. And he made that lineup along with Harper. Now they're both missing. It made it where you like you never felt like that there was a let up. You're constantly having to go through the gauntlet to get them out. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the answer is going to be. I'm sure they're going to be out there trying to make a trade from somebody, but most teams are not going to sell yet because they don't want to tick off their fan base.
Yeah, I mean it's, Derek Hall has potential, but. I mean, he struck out like over 30% of the time last year. It's going to be, that's a really hard hit. I don't know how they're going to replace that right now, if they even can.
Yeah, Darren Hall is okay, but Darren Hall is a much better pinch hitter option than he is an everyday first baseman. I mean, you're right. That's probably who's going to end up playing. And he's gotten hot from time to time. It's not like, you know, he's an awful player, but. You know, this is the equivalent of Atlanta losing a big stick and deciding that it's not even Kevin Pillar. It's almost like, well, Sam Hilliard can step in. Well, yeah, he can step in, but he's not going to give you the same kind of production.
Yeah. So
that's a tough one. It's got to be music for folks who might be tuning in for the first time. Steven is a Marlins fan. Now, Doug's a Reds fan. You might be able to take advantage of the Phillies and send them some Joey Votto and pick what's left of. Knowing Dombrowski, they don't have anything left in their minor league system, but whatever they may have, you might be able to pick them clean.
Yeah.
Because Dombrowski does not know the meaning of, well, we'll just punt it till next year. That's just not going to happen. But he's obviously the first person that came to my mind when I saw that injury. I was like, man, who could they make a trade for? It would have to be a team that's projected for low win total. Joey Votto would be the perfect addition, but I'm assuming he's got to have some kind of no trade clause at this point in his career.
Yeah, yeah. I think he has a no trade clause, but I mean, he can approve a trade to anywhere. But
I mean, no disrespect to your Reds, Doug, but if you get a chance to jump onto the Philly train, wouldn't you take it?
At this No,
you're gonna sit there losing Cincinnati all year long.
Yeah. Why would I root for the Phillies for? Why would I do that? If Votto wants to go to the Phillies, that's fine. We make a trade or whatever, but outside of that, why do I?
Well, no, like that's what he's saying, you know, that like from
Votto. He's talking about a trade. You know, yeah, go ahead. Like, why would
he stay in Cincinnati? Of course, he'd want to go to Philly and try to get another ring.
Yeah, of course, he would.
Okay, I thought you were saying no.
I thought you were talking about me personally there for a second.
We're technically in first place, so no, we're not trading yet.
Yeah. Yeah, technically. But no.
I was going to say, ride Broncos country soon enough.
Dombrowski's like, all right, fine. We'll call you April 5th and we'll reevaluate this.
But yeah, if that's possible, go ahead. Yeah, give us the rest of your farm then.
I'm trying to think of who else is out there that is just kind of punting on the season that would have a – I mean, honestly, Votto is like the best.
The only other two I could like I was looking at the teams, the only two I could find would be actually both from the NL West, Christian Walker in Arizona and CJ Cron in Colorado.
I think Colorado's delusional and they think they have a chance. So I don't – I mean, you – we know they don't have a chance because they're playing with the Dodgers and the Padres, and they're basically playing with fire when you look at that pitching staff. Cool. But, I mean, I guess in a perfect world, if you want to take on some money and get out of that deal, you call the Phillies and go, I think we can make a deal and send you Chris Bryant's terrible contract and send him your way. Because he can learn how to play first, can't he? Or you can slide Brom over to first.
Yeah.
And do if I'm Colorado and they're willing to do that, I'm doing it today. And I don't even care about compensation. You can give me draft picks. You can give me, I don't know, some bozo that's, you know, never going to make the major just to get out from under that terrible contract they made. But outside of that, Washington sticks out to me. Because Meneses can play first and outfield, and he could be a stick. Man, but other than that, most teams aren't punting this quick.
I mean, like honestly, the most likely if Hall doesn't pan out is that like they may throw Schwarber at first and then try to get another outfielder.
I guess he's
a better outfielder than a first baseman.
But he was so bad. Do you remember the Bronx cheer that he got when he was? He might have been in Boston at the time where he kept kicking the ball around and he finally made a play and it was an easy grounder and he made a play and stepped on the bag and the Red Sox, I think it was the Red Sox fans gave him the Bronx cheer and he was actually, you know, giving himself a clap because he was so bad at first. I just think that might be a disaster.
Yeah.
They don't want him anywhere near. Like if they have to, they'll squeeze him over in left field, but when Harper comes back, you got to figure he's going to have to play left field.
Yeah.
Because you want to get Harper's stick in as quick as possible. Could Harper play first?
Probably. I mean, probably the best for him.
He may not be able to make any throws, but he might be able to scoop.
Yeah.
Just tell him to go out there. Hey man, if you have to throw the ball, do it old Jim Abbott style and just throw the glove down and chuck it. Yeah, that really is a disaster. I hate to see that for a team because, you know, you're about to start your season. And all of us fans have had this happen to us. And it's just, man, bad things come in threes. And that's why I don't even want to, like, even joke about it being a good thing. Because it happens to Diaz. Now it happens to Hoskins. And bad things happen in threes, and I'm just waiting for something terrible to happen in the National League East.
Yeah,
don't
put that out there.
Not it. So when the Marlins,
we're gonna lose Sandy. He's gonna tear his.
No, stop it! Stop it! Don't word curse it. Leave it alone. Don't even say it.
Is Sandy one of your keepers?
Mm-hmm, yes.
I figured. Why you care. I think that's the only reason why you care. I was like, Sandy Alcantara. Oh, yeah.
He's going to tear his fingernail. How about that?
All right, fine.
I'm assuming nobody has Rhys Hoskins because there hasn't been any kind of.
You know, well, I think I do.
Do you? Yeah, I still wouldn't drop him because when he comes back, I mean, shoot, nowadays when he comes back, he'll probably be stronger.
Yeah, you never know.
I remember having him and trading him a few years back. I traded him to that team that was the owner that we finally ixnayed this year. I don't know if y'all picked up on that, but it still says James, but it's not the same James. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
The the guy that I always called wait till next year. Cause I mean, he was draft players for, you know, that were 19 years old and you're like, your team is terrible. You never do anything with it. And there was one guy I had to call in the league to make sure he wouldn't be ticked off about it because they worked together. And I'm sure y'all can put the pieces together. I said, hey, is this going to cause a problem? He goes, man, I haven't heard him talk about his team in 2 years. I go, fine. All right. If he gets bent out of shape, tell him to call me, but I'm just going to do it. So, anyways, enough for boring people about our fantasy baseball drama. Let's go ahead, and I guess what we'll do is we'll do some start off with some division winners and wild cards in the National League. But before we do any of that, I don't think I put it in, and I meant to put it in, so it is my fault. I wanted to get your Cy Youngs and your MVPs in both leagues. So if you need a second to kind of gather, I'll tell you who I picked, and then we'll go to y'all. I picked these at the beginning of the week because we've been kind of dragging it out. Because next week, we typically do this the last week. The problem is with so many guys that come in on certain days, like by the time we see y'all again, the games will have already started. So my National League MVP prediction was Trey Turner. My Cy Young, I went with Spencer Strider. I didn't want to go homer on both picks. I really feel like Strider, you could have made an argument for Strider last year. And now that he's got that rookie label off of him, I think he'll able to pitch more innings. If he does anything close to what he did last year, I think he'll be right there. And then in the American League, last year I hit them both. I hit Judge and Verlander. I'm trying to remember who I picked in the American League. Cy Young. Cy Young, I went DeGrom. And the MVP, I know I didn't go Judge again. I might need a second to remember who it was. J-Rod, Julio Rodriguez. So those were my MVP and Cy Youngs. Start with Steven Yu. Who are your NL Cy Young and MVP predictions for this year?
Well, like those are the ones that like I'm still iffy on, so I'm gonna go with the AL because I know those for a fact. Yeah, I mean, like Julio Rodriguez, you couldn't have said it better. I mean, he's so talented. I think he's really gonna continue that takeover this year, and I'm actually gonna stick with the same team pitcher wise. I like Luis Castillo to win the Cy Young. He looked phenomenal after that trade last year, and he finally gets into a pitcher's park in a terrible division. Because I mean, outside of Houston, I mean it's putrid out there. So I mean, I like he'll have plenty of time to get his stats up, and
he was actually Altuve for a while. So maybe that is the bad things that happens in three. So maybe we'll go ahead and just say Altuve, Rhys Hoskins was the third guy.
Okay.
I was just worried three guys in the NL East. I'm like, oh, here we go. Who can we throw under the bus for the Nationals? Josiah Gray. Doug, who are your American League guys?
American League guys, you said it, and Rodriguez was mine all along. And as far as Cy Young, I was going to go on out on a limb. And I thought that Dylan Cease would take a major step this year.
That was actually my number two guy. And honestly, it's probably a safer pick than DeGrom because DeGrom, let's be honest, he'll probably be the next dude that goes down. Let's be honest. It's been an absolute miracle that he's only had one setback in spring training. So National League, Steven, have you got a National League contender now for MVP?
I'm going to actually stay out west. I like Juan Soto to take home the MVP. He's a top three hitter in baseball, if not the best. And he's just like with that lineup and the lack of pitching in the NL West, I think he's going to absolutely take over again this year and show everyone that last year was just a fluke.
And Cy Young?
Man, Cy Young, I keep going back and forth on this. I feel like the AL feels the NL feels just so wide open. If I had to pick one though, I'm going to go with Brandon Woodruff. He's kind of the second fiddle out there to Corbin Burns.
Right.
I think he's the more consistent pitcher. Like, Burns obviously has the higher highs, but he has his trouble giving up home runs. I think Woodruff has the best chance out, like, to have the best season out there, and I think he's kind of underrated going into the season.
All right, well, let's go ahead and take a quick break on that note. When we come back, we're going to talk about National League division winners. Who's gonna make the NLCS? Who's gonna make the ALCS? And who's gonna bring the whole damn thing home? We'll be back in a flash here on Braves Country and Braves Country HD, wherever you stream.
Well, Mom, if you already knew, then why didn't you tell Dad? Now we wouldn't be in this mess.
Oh, my God. Rosemary had a better baby than me.
I might audible. I'll use
Omaha!
Red Polly! Red Polly!
Blue Poncho!
Dilly!
Rambo!
Give me Kershaw here, Kershaw!
You're listening to the Armchair Quarterbacks.
Japan! Richmond, New York! Richmond, Florida! Sally, Buffalo! Hey, Short Ox! Luda Raiders!
Red Lion! Omaha!
Come out!
It's the best in sports and entertainment, and get locked in and locked down with Rhino Radio Penitentiary, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. with your host, me, Ryan O'Neill, each and every morning, right here with the best in sports and entertainment, all the way from professional sports to college sports to River Dragons hockey and everything in between, including some of the very best local and national guests. It's the Rhino Radio Penitentiary, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m., Monday through Friday, right here on 99.1 FM WQEE.
Armchair Quarterbacks Radio covers the whole SEC the whole season long.
Down. Here's Tua stepping back, loads up, looks long, throws, end zone,
touchdown! Alabama! Devontae Smith! Touchdown, Alabama! And the Crimson Tide has once again ascended to the top of the college football mountain.
Again, it's going to be Capel, Wing, and the kicker, Drew Alamo. LSU remains undefeated.
Passes away, penalty flag down. Lamar Thomas has got it. Lamar Thomas is on his way down the sideline. George Steeves is after him and runs him down. Takes the ball away from him. Steeves got the ball.
Well, congratulations to the LSU Tigers, the 2008 BCS National Champion.
Armchair.
SEC!
Make sure to listen to the Armchair Quarterbacks. Primetime Drive Time. Good enough for us down here in the bayou. Go Tigers and the Armchair Quarterbacks.
Because he's the Armchair Quarterback. He's full of beer and he's full of snacks. The All-American Man.
Welcome back. Braves Country HD. Matt McGee sitting alongside Stephen Troche and Red Raider Doug, Texas T and Red Raider Doug. So here's some funny stuff that I know Steven will appreciate. So ESPN's always trying to trick me into watching stuff because they no longer put it's the women's college basketball tournament, et cetera, right? And they've got me so gun shy now that if I see something that I know cannot be the men's tournament, I don't even turn over there, right? So today on ESPN2, I see there's something. It's all it says is college tournament or something like that. NCAA tournament, I think, is what the heading actually said. And it was Boston and someone. I was like, or Western Michigan. I was like, yeah, there's no way in the world that's men's because the Sweet 16's tonight. And I know that's not true. That's what it says. NCAA tournament regional semifinal. So I'm thinking that's the women's tournament. And if I don't see the Lady Vols scrolling across there, I'm like, I'm not flipping over there. I wish I had been watching this from the get-go. It is the NCAA hockey tournament.
I knew you were going to say hockey.
And they're in the at intermission. I haven't seen the score yet, but now that I will watch.
Yeah, no, I love hockey.
I would even watch the women's hockey tournament in college. I think this is the men's, but I would watch that. I just don't like women's basketball typically because they need to shorten the floor and lower the rim and give them a fighting chance to look anything close to what we see in men's basketball. I've always thought that was ridiculous. They have them playing on a 10-foot rim and a 94-foot floor. And then people are like, oh, they look slow. They don't look athletic. Well, because it's not fair. It's not fair what they're doing. Anyways, they need to put them on those small rims that we used to play around with in junior high and whatnot. When you would go to this one court in our neighborhood, there were two normal rims. This is our outdoor park. There were two normal rims. And then there was two. It was a 94-foot court, legal size basketball court. And then on the sides, there were these lowered rims. I'm guessing 7, maybe 8 feet at the most. I think it was it might have been 8 feet, but I'm thinking it was 7.5, something like that.
Yeah.
And you could go back and forth, and they were intended for little kids to play on. But that's what they needed. And we used to play a version of basketball on that. We just called it dunk ball. We would come to the court and go, are we playing basketball or dunk ball today? And everybody knew, you know. So if you're wanting to just get a whole lot of running up and down, we go, let's play dunk ball. And everyone would just be jamming the ball and breaking their wrists and everything. And then if we actually wanted to play something like we saw on TV, then we played regular basketball. But anyways, that's enough of that talk. Okay. Predictions for the 2023 season. Let's go ahead and get the American League Championship Series out of the way, and then we'll head into detail on the National League. Okay. Who do you got in the ALCS, and who's heading to the World Series in the American League? We'll start with you, Doug.
Oh, Houston's going all the way. I'll go to the short of the. You'll have the Yankees and the Astros play again in the American League Championship Series, and the Astros will win and dominate and go on to the World Series in the American League. There's nothing on paper right now that tells me anything else.
You see nothing else. All right, Steven, okay. What about you?
I mean, I've got the Astros going to the Championship Series as well. I've actually got the Blue Jays going. I feel like the Yankees are going to fall off a little bit this year. I think the Blue Jays are going to make a run. I think they have enough to take on the Astros and take them down.
So oh, I think to the World Series. Toronto in the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wow.
Wow. That would be something.
And I think the World Series.
I think we're past all the goofy COVID restrictions in Canada, so it would actually.
Oh, be- are we?
Yeah, so I don't think we have to worry about that. Mm-mm. And this isn't an election year, so they probably won't throw that at us anytime soon. They'll wait to keep that, you know, back door. Right around the World Series ends, you'll start hearing, you know, 69L7 variant that popped up in a Publix supermarket in South Georgia. The blame it on us. All right. So Doug's got Toronto. No.
Trust me, Toronto.
New York. I'm jotting these down because I like to reference them, you know, later on in the season. And Steven is taking Toronto to beat Houston. Hey, tell you, Doug, but I'm pulling for Stevens because that's a lot more exciting. I'm so tired of seeing the Yankees and Astros. I know. But I mean, I get why you're doing it because it's a good bet.
Yeah. Right.
So nationally, I'll give mine next week. I'll probably do that on Wednesday, I think, is when we have it planned for. I'm going to go top to bottom, all divisions, everything. All right. The National League. Who wins the East, Steven?
Braves.
Yeah, baby!
I hate to say it, but I mean, I know the Marlins aren't there yet. Rhys Hoskins is a huge blow, and aside from the Edwin Diaz thing, the Mets are just the Mets. So, yeah, the Mets aren't doing anything.
Well, I think the Diaz thing is bigger than what Mets fans have.
Oh, no, it's huge.
I know some Mets fans have freaked out, but not enough have, if that makes sense. Like, I'd be freaking out if I were a Mets fan.
Oh, yeah.
That's the thing that you had that no one else had was an automatic game over.
Yeah.
You could start shortening the game sometimes. If he had enough rest, you could start shortening the game around the sixth inning. And now you're going to have Robertson probably out of Vino setting him up. And those guys aren't chopped liver. But I remember us doing a game last year where Robertson melted down when he was with Philly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was
the Mets.
Yeah, that was that game. Seven run, ninth inning.
Signed him, right? Because I was like, dude, did y'all not see? Yeah, you saw it. You were there.
Yeah.
The other dugout. I was shocked. So now we'll see what happens there. But, Doug, who wins the East?
I got the Nationals. No, of course it does. The Braves are going to win the East.
Now that... That would be big enough to come in a dump truck right there.
Of course, but no.
A house note on it. Let's go.
Yeah. I was just going to say with the injuries with the Mets and the with the Phillies, I think the Marlins are gonna place a lot stronger this season. I think now I had said a couple weeks ago that the Marlins would win 90 games. I'm a little bit more sure of that prediction now with these injuries with both these teams. I think the Marlins are a lot stronger, and I think they'll make a run this year. Just because these other two, because the Mets and the Phillies are as weak as they are right now.
Adam Wainwright, this is news just coming in, is to start the season on the IL with the groin.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Who even opens opening day for St. Louis now?
I would say Nicholas, but maybe Flaherty, but man, I kind of feel like they're going to do baby steps with him, so I don't know if they want him out
Flaherty,
there.
They're going to baby step him. You're not going to see him pitch out of the – I wouldn't be surprised if you wouldn't see him pitch more than four to five innings max. And any game at the beginning, they're going to walk him real slow.
Jordan Montgomery, maybe?
Yeah.
Make him earn
that.
Make him earn that paycheck he just signed.
Yeah.
Boston and Western Michigan, by the way, they're in the second intermission. They have no score on there. Oh, there it is. Boston's up 4-1. They had so many digits next to both their names. I thought they were all rankings. Okay. NL Central. Who you got? Steven?
This is honestly like both Central leagues are Central divisions are the most wide open. I feel like this one's even more wide open than the AL Central, but I'm going to go Brewers here. I just feel like they have a little bit more firepower in their lineup.
Well, now that they've lost their 47-year-old pitcher, you're like, you got to take the Cardinals out of the cup. He was their anchor, man. It's over. The Brewers, okay? Or as I like to call them, Tampa Bay North.
Tampa Bay North, yeah.
Yeah.
They're that National League team just like the Rays where you can't name three players on the roster unless you're like a diehard fan of theirs or you happen to have them in your fantasy league. All right, Doug, who is your National League Central champion?
It's going to be the Cardinals. All these years watching it, this Cardinals team, the way the Cardinals play come the last, I don't know, last 25, 30 games of the season, they go on these runs and they solidify first place. It's a tried and true thing the Cardinals have done for a long time. And I just don't see the Brewers having the mileage in the long run. Because even though it's a wide-open division, it's a competitive division, and these teams take pride knocking each other around. So Cardinals still win, but they'll win by maybe four games at most.
Okay, NL West. Is it going to be the Dodgers again, Steven, or are you going all in on Soto and company?
I'm going all in on Soto and company. Padres are taking it.
Doug, what about you?
Yeah, I was tossing back and forth with this one. Yeah, I've got the Padres winning by three games.
I hope one of us is right about this one day. I feel like every year. So this is the 10th year of Armchair Quarterback Radio. And of course, now we've rebranded to Braves Country. But I feel like someone has picked the Padres to win that division every year during this entire Dodger run, and it never comes true.
If there's ever a year for the Dodgers to fall off.
I agree. I just have a hard time picking against the Dodgers because I see them as much of a threat to win the World Series this year like they are in years past, but somehow they'll still win 102 games in that terrible division. The only way that changes is if the Padres got to hit the ground running and play well at the beginning of the season. That's the problem with the Padres. And then the other thing would be the Giants need to be more like the Giants of old in Arizona. And so if the Dodgers are having to go through a gauntlet in a division, it's a different story. But when you line up and I guess one of the things that could hurt the Dodgers this year is you're not playing each team 19 times in your division, right? Mm-hmm. So maybe that's a thing. But top to bottom, they're not the worst division anymore. They've got some punch in their game. All right, so you get three wild cards each. Who are your NL wild cards? Steven.
I'm going to go Marlins, Cardinals, and I'm going to do it. Marlins, Cardinals, Giants.
Oh, wow. Wouldn't that be a beautiful thing for the Phillies and Mets to miss the playoffs?
And Dodgers.
And Dodgers. I didn't even think about that. Major League Baseball would be sweating about those ratings.
Fans would actually love it.
They end up with exactly. If they end up with trying to think of the worst case scenario for ratings in your scenario would be like Milwaukee versus the Marlins or Milwaukee versus, I guess that would be it. Milwaukee versus the Marlins, Milwaukee versus, although I feel like fans would watch it more than people realize. But, Doug, who are your wild cards?
I had the, the Mets, Brewers, and Dodgers.
Mets, Brewers, and Dodgers. All right.
So the Marlins are going to win over 90 games but not get into the playoffs?
It can happen.
I just wanted to make sure we were clear on that.
I was honestly waiting for him to have a showdown of the Nationals and Reds in the NLCS.
Oh, don't remind me with the Reds right now.
Okay. NLCS, who you got, Steven?
See, this is where it comes back down to earth. I got Padres and Braves.
NLCS, Padres and Braves. And who wins that matchup?
I want to be contrarian. See, like my heart says Padres, my brain says Braves. So I'm just going to go with my heart here because it would be awesome to see a San Diego-Toronto World Series.
Oh, would they be sweating it in the MLB office? You couldn't get two teams farther away from each other. Zero travel.
Separate.
All right, Doug, who's in the NLCS?
Same thing as Trosh, except I'm gonna go with my brain and the Braves move on.
Okay, so you got Atlanta and San Diego. Wow. All right, so Doug, you got Houston versus Atlanta. Who cuts down the net, so to speak, since we're in March Madness?
This is where I go with my heart and say the Braves do.
Okay. And Steven, you've got San Diego versus Toronto. Who wins the World Series?
It's tough, but I'm going to go Toronto in this scenario. I like the Blue Jays to win it all.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's baseball. Like the Phillies made it to the World Series, let alone even made the playoffs last year. Anything can happen.
That's very true. Is true.
It'll be interesting to me as well that when you get into, we'll say like even mid-August, but I was thinking more of like early September, mid-September, how aggressive managers are going to be, and front office for that matter, about worrying about winning the division this year when we saw what the Phillies did, yeah. Right? And also, when you get to that very end, and let's say you do get the bye, let's say you win your division, you get the bye, and it didn't do the Braves or Dodgers a lick of good, right? What is going to be the approach this time with your time off? I still say that they need to shorten the gap. If you're going to end the season on Sunday, the playoff games need to start immediately on that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then start the actual playoff round on Thursday. And I don't care about, oh, well, you got to fix. No. All y'all have charter flights. Get your butt there. And you know what? You don't get the opportunity to, and look, if you're worried about that much, maybe start the games a little earlier on Sunday afternoon. And, but it'll be interesting about a lot of things. One thing would be when you get that final part of the weekend, and let's just take the Braves, for example, what if the Braves have it locked up? I bet you this time we see their starters play on Saturday and maybe even Sunday if they know they're not going to play again until Friday night, you know?
100%.
I don't know what you do about the pitchers because that's really difficult, but you got to start navigating that now because it doesn't do you any good to win your division and then stop like that for an entire week because baseball is an everyday sport. You just, you know, they talk about rust when an NBA Finals has a 4 or 5 day layoff. And that's not even really timing. You can still go out there and shoot the basketball during downtime.
I mean, the timing of all that definitely affects pitchers more than hitters. I mean, the hitters, it's, you know, like they're in the lineup every day. They have the routine. They're good. But the pitchers, they go like once every 5 days, and their routines are scheduled around that time, like around that. Like they, it's so. I mean, like they're really just gonna have to keep like keep that like the normal. They don't have a game. Keep a normal start in. Keep them warm. Keep them loose. So like that's where not only the rust happens, but the injuries happen for the pitchers.
All right, we got to hit to the top of the hour. I don't know if any of y'all are staying for the next segment. Joey's on the way, but we got to hit the top of the hour. Who's staying? Who's going?
I got to drop.
Okay, what's your walk-off real quick?
I'm going to make it a lock for tonight. UConn to move on.
Heard. Doug, are you hanging or leaving?
I've got to go.
Okay, walk-off.
Walk off, UCLA, Gonzaga, go UCLA.
All right, Joey's on the way. We'll be back in a flash here on Braves Country. Keep it locked in here on the key in Braves Country HD, wherever you stream. You're listening to WQEE 99.1 FM, the key in Noonan, Georgia.
Armchair.
You're listening to the Armchair Quarterback Sports Radio, number one sports station.
Good afternoon, and this is your Armchair Quarterbacks Sports Flash. It's Thursday night, and March Madness is back. Four games, two sites, 6:30 Eastern, Kansas State, Michigan State. Spartans, 1.5-point favorites. 7:15, Arkansas versus UConn. Razorbacks are getting 4. 9 o'clock, the Tennessee Volunteers giving up 5 against FAU. 9:40, late tip, Zags are getting 1.5 versus the Bruins. NBA TV with the Knicks and Magic gets it going at 7 o'clock Eastern. And the second game of a stretched-out doubleheader is 10:30, Thunder at Clippers. Other games in action as we bring you the Mets and Braves today. In the Grapefruit League, the Red Sox are at the Pirates, Yankees at Cards, Blue Jays at Twins, with the Tigers traveling to Clearwater to face the Phillies. Out west, starting after 4:05 Eastern, you've got the Cubs hosting the Diamondbacks, Giants and White Sox, and the Dodgers in Scottsdale to play the Diamondbacks. You also have a full slate on the ice tonight. Games of interest that can be seen on the ESPN networks. At 6:30 Eastern, the Wild travel to Philly to take on the Flyers. That's on the mothership. Second part of that doubleheader continues with the Penguins at the Dallas Stars. Other games of interest around the rink
Lightning's at 7, travel to Ottawa to face the Senators. The Rangers are at the Hurricanes as well. All those games can be seen on the Plus. And that's your Armchair Quarterback Sports Flash. Stay tuned for Braves Country right here on WQEE 99.1 FM, The Key in Newnan, Georgia, simulcasting on YouTube.com at Braves Country.
I'm just there till my divorce is final.
Now, who is coconuts enough to divorce you?
We gotta go. But we'll see you around.
Well, we'll have to have you over sometime.
I'd love it.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. She's awesome.
No, we are never having her over. Heard she already slept with two dads from the school.
What?
Mm-hmm.
That's horrible.
Whenever I bring home Entenmann's Little Bites muffins.
Little Bites?
That's right, sweetie. Can you just give Mommy a minute?
I love Little Bites.
I know you do, but we're doing a commercial right now, okay?
Got it.
As I was saying, whenever I bring home you-know-what, you-know-who gets pretty excited. And so do I. Little Bites muffins are made with real ingredients. No high fructose corn syrup and are baked moist and delicious.
I love Little Bites.
There you go.
Yes.
Entenmann's Little Bites muffins. The perfect portion of happiness.
Hey, sports fans, it's Rod Peterson here, host of The Rod Peterson Show, inviting you to join us daily for 2 hours of Atlanta's funnest sports talk right here on WQEE. I say fun because it is. You've never heard a show like it because we make the listeners a part of the show every day between noon and 2 p.m. Eastern. You'll hear plenty of the best sports talk, including the latest on the Falcons, the Braves, and more. And who knows, you might even hear you. That's the Rod Peterson Show, daily at noon, right here on WQEE 99.1 FM.
Do you want to lose 18 pounds fast and improve your health? Now you can lose up to 18 pounds in your first 2 months with Nutrisystem. Get delicious breakfasts, lunches, dinners, even snacks and shakes delivered safely to your door. All delivered for free. It's easy to follow, and you'll see results in your first week. You'll get your favorite foods made healthier and perfectly balanced to put your body in fat-burning mode. Millions of people have lost weight with Nutrisystem, and you can too. Lose up to 18 pounds in your first 2 months.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out.
Take the scenic route in the new Hyundai Santa Fe, the family SUV with available H-Track all-wheel drive to help you travel way off the beaten path. Find new adventures together in Hyundai Santa Fe.
You're listening to WQEE 99.1 FM, The Key in Newnan, Georgia.
You mean to tell me we're going to drive from here to Texarkana, Texas, and back to here in 28 hours?
It's only 900 miles there and 900 miles back.
Well, for your information, that ain't never been done, not no rig.
That's because you and I ain't never done it in no rig. You got to stop thinking so negative, son.
He's the armchair quarterback. He's full of beer and he's full of snacks. The all-American man.
Oh, baby! Yeah, the all-American Joey Day! How you doing, Joey?
Oh, man, I am fired up today. We got the madness back. The madness of March, the onions. We got 16 teams. We're dwindling it down. It does not get more exciting than some Sweet 16 basketball.
What game are you most excited about for tonight?
You know, it might be the obvious choice, but I'm going to Gonzaga and UCLA. And the reason, Gonzaga just, obviously we know in the past they can't get over the hook, but they're not the team to beat right now. UCLA's the two. They're the three. I want to see how their styles go against each other and who comes out on top because the winner of that game could go all the way.
Mine is Tennessee FAU. A lot of folks down here are really into FAU right now. So there's that interest. And then, of course, I got all the friends back home in Tennessee. So I'm really excited about that. Honestly, I wish that Gonzaga – look, I get why that's the late game. It makes obvious sense. I'm not going to complain about that this time. 9:45 tip out west is 6:45. I get it. But I hate that that game starts so late because I'm really looking forward to it. And let's be honest, it won't start at 9:45. It'll be like 10.
Right.
But I'm looking forward to that one. I'm just going to go without sleep tonight, I guess, because I'm really – the winner of that game is probably who I'm pulling for. I can't remember how it plays out in the brackets, but if Tennessee could meet one of those teams, that would be when I would quit pulling for one of those teams. Cause I've watched a lot of UCLA basketball recently and Gonzaga, and I've really gotten to where I like a lot of the players. And if UCLA hadn't had that critical injury right before the madness began, they would have been my pick to go all the way. And maybe I could have stuck with them, but I'm picking Timmy to do it tonight. Timmy.
And yeah, you can root for them until the championship game. So, because if Tennessee were to play one of them, that's how far it would take it where they're at in the bracket. So I don't know who I want to, again, like you, I was going to have UCLA at least around there. I had him in my final four, but I was scared when that injury happened. Joke's on me. I chose the wrong team at the end of the day. So I'll be rooting for Gonzaga probably, but it's a toss up.
What game are you least excited about?
You know what? You know, I was happy Arkansas won their last game, but once that guy started, the coach started taking his shirt off, I'm so far out on that team. That was a high school, a college move when I got my beer goggles on. Keep your dang shirt on. I don't want to see that again. So that game, you could toss it out the window for me.
Mine is the Kansas State, Michigan State. It's got no buzz. You know, Michigan State's been there so many times. And I don't have a personality for Kansas State yet, so I have a hard time getting into that one. Izzo's not some great story this year. He does this every year. He gets to the Sweet 16, maybe sometimes a little further.
His face looks so much angrier these days than usual, too, when they show him on the sideline. It's like, dude, relax. Yeah.
You know, a lot of times I'm pulling for him and picking him, but this year I'm pulling for Kansas State to win that game, but I don't. Like, that's the one that I don't really care about. I think that's the first game, which works out well, because normally that first game, I'm still doing a lot of stuff, and I don't have a chance to sit down to watch. I believe Tennessee, if I have it right in my head, Tennessee is the 9 o'clock game, 9:45 is Gonzaga, and the 6:30 game is the Michigan State game.
You're correct.
7:15 would be UConn. Arkansas. I am looking forward to that game because I think that's going to be a physical bloodbath.
No, it was more of a joke for me, but yeah, it's going to be a good game. It will be a good one.
What's your favorite game tomorrow night?
You know, I really like the slate tomorrow, but I'm going to go the opposite side on this one. Look, the winner of Princeton versus Creighton, I mean, nobody's really, I feel like, taking especially Princeton seriously really yet. Creighton, though, watch them. I'm telling you, this team can make a run to the final, obviously led by McDermott. Son used to play, but this team has it together and they're healthy at the right time. I'm intrigued to see Princeton play Creighton.
Yeah, I'm pulling for Princeton because how can you not?
Right? 15.
So you got to figure that it's eventually going to, you know, the game that just doesn't do it for me is that Miami Houston game.
It's kind of bland.
Yeah. Houston. It's even more so because of Houston's. I mean, these teams, I don't ever remember a final or a March Madness that is just wide open. I mean, just incredibly wide open because these teams got injuries so late in the season. Did you? Yeah, actually, you did because you're the one that sent it to me. Man, next time, put it in the chat of the broadcast of the ball game.
I was in the middle. I should have.
I didn't see it for like an hour. But, man, that Reese Hoskins injury, that is not good.
Yeah, and sorry for the people who had fantasy drafts already, too. You think you got your guy. But, no, to him, seriously, that's not a good injury. I mean, that's why I say between the World Baseball Classic, spring training, injuries can happen at any time, anywhere. It's just very unfortunate no matter what.
Yeah, that's we talked about it earlier, but there's just no good way to pivot because you're too far away from the trading deadline, and I know they're going to give you a lot of rhetoric of next man up and all that junk, but let's be honest, no one is going to give you the kind of production that a Reese Hoskins is off the trash heap somewhere. So I'd say they're just going to try to roll with it. And hope, but the problem is when your offense, when your team is built around your offense just being a juggernaut, and your pitching being so, this is what happens, right? Like now that you don't have Bryce Harper, you don't have Reese Hoskins, Those are two big gaps in your lineups. And man, the Braves better get off to a hot start. None of that nonsense they did last year, because we have an opportunity to get a stranglehold on the NL East and keep it there.
Do it early. It makes things a lot easier down the stretch. So get the chop chop working early. Let's get things off to a fast start, because I, you know, the Mets, I just never trust them. But the Phillies, if they have injury concerns, let get the thing rolling right out the gate.
Yeah, absolutely. I see Doug in the stream. I don't know if he's trying to add on or if he didn't know that he said he was dipping, but we'll see what's going on here.
I was dipping, but my schedule changed, so I decided to, okay. So I decided to come back and join you, gentlemen.
Like the guy for
I love it. Did. Get your shirt off, Doug.
That'd have been great for me to let him in and Doug go, go Razorbacks! Woo!
I was thinking about it. I was thinking about it, and I realized there's a lot more stomach than chest.
Hey, Doug, I could bring back my Jeff Saturday shirt if you want me to.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I can't believe you're not wearing it now.
I have a face for radio.
I hear you. I'm in the same boat, I think.
Doug, one of the things we were talking about was, what's the one game that you're most excited about tonight?
Tonight's game, I had put it in my comments earlier. I'm really looking for the UCLA-Gonzaga game tonight.
I just hate that it starts so darn late, but I get why they did it. I just wish it would – what I wish they would have done is made it the 9 o'clock game, make Tennessee one of the earlier games, and stick that stupid Kansas State-Michigan State on the back end.
Mm-hmm.
One game that I don't really care. But let's be honest. I put a little of an interest on all of them.
When we only got so many games to go, isn't it a must to just throw a little bit? Have some fun with it. We only got so many left.
Yeah. I mean, you got, what, 4 tonight, 4 tomorrow, and then hit the weekend. We only got 2-2. And
that's actually a little bit of a pet peeve of mine. I wonder what you guys think. To me personally, when it gets down to this, we should have the 4-game Saturday, 4-game Sunday, then roll up into next weekend, because Saturday and Sunday get 2 games each, and then on work nights we get these 4 games crunched up. I don't know. It was just a thought of mine.
So what you're saying is do Saturday, Sunday, the Sweet 16, Monday, yes. Tuesday, the Grade 8?
Yeah, or even move.
They may not do that. Is there probably in the – I kind of like that, but they might be in the opinion that Monday and Tuesday won't bring great ratings. But if you're going to have that argument, then why do you have the national championship on? So I don't.
That starts at 10 o'clock Eastern time, by the way.
Right. And if you got it over with by Tuesday, you could still have the Final Four the following Saturday. I mean, yes. it's plenty of time.
Mm-hmm.
I believe, and it should be plenty of time for all the media to do what they got to do. So yeah, I kind of like that. If you're not going to do that, can we orchestrate this where this weekend would be like the beginning of baseball season, so that when you're sitting around waiting for these two games, just two, and I know that sounds greedy, but you only got two games on Saturday, two games on Saturday. You're waiting on these two games on Saturday night. I mean, I haven't even looked at what else is on Saturday afternoon. And I think I'm getting bad weather that day. So if that's the case, it's like, what am I going to do? I'm going to read? What is that about? Just when I thought we could be friends.
You gave me a book to read? What?
I guess
the audio.
Dive into that baseball prospectus book. That's like the size of it's like reading the Dead Sea Scrolls. It's ridiculous, but. I've been putting it off. I said I'm going to do it before the season started, so I've got to at least get through the Braves part. I mean, it is a lot of information where you can't just read it like a normal book, because you're having to absorb all these new terms that they're trying to throw at you. And then they immediately start referring to those terms in their – I'm sure this is a lot easier to read it the second and third year through when you're already familiar with what the terms mean. But I'm like, my word, this is like a – like a medical book.
Encyclopedia, damn near.
I got to stop what I'm doing, figure out what the J4732 stands for. And then you'll go and look it up and go, why didn't you just say bases on balls? Why didn't you just say it? Doug, let's see what do we have on the docket here. So, almost forgot about that. I'm glad I got this pulled up in front of me. Shrewsbury to Notre Dame.
Take it, Tampa Tones. Stick it where the sun don't shine, buddy. Your coach is coming to the Catholic Irish.
Have you talked to him about this?
He doesn't really like talking to me much about it. And when he does, he says he's going to the NBA in a few years anyway. So he tries to rain on my parade. He says he'll be the Celtics coach in 3 seasons.
I was wondering what his comeback was going to be, because I knew it wouldn't be good. Because like when I saw that news, I was like, whoa, of all the places for Shrewsbury to go. For folks who don't know what we're talking about, Joey's brother, who's on the show as well, he is a Penn State diehard fan, and Joey's a diehard Notre Dame fan. And the Penn State coach just left to go to Notre Dame. And I remember talking about it last week, and we were talking about it being a lateral move, so I didn't really think it was going to happen. And whoa, I didn't see the numbers. Did they back up the truck? Is that why Shrewsbury?
No, the thing that mostly was, look, this guy is he was born and raised not – right in Indiana, but he played his high school at Cathedral High School. He played in Indiana. So his home ties go all the way back. He also was on the same coaching staff. He went to a
Catholic high school?
Yes, he did. He went
That's the tie. Yep. That's the tie.
Catholic, so really,
Indiana, come on now.
Yep, the money wasn't really much different. They said it was really about the hometown ties. He also coached until on the Indiana University South Bend staff until about 2007, and then he joined Brad Stevens at Butler, but he's always been in the Indiana area until recently.
Yeah, that's a wrap right there. You can bet your bottom dollar on that. Catholic from Indiana is going to jump at the chance to go to Notre Dame because he probably grew up a fan of him. He didn't go to school there, did he?
No, sir.
Okay. That's close enough, though.
Oh, yeah. I mean –
that's like if you see your head football coach in jorts and flip-flops and a wife beater t-shirt, dude, when the Gators come a-calling, he's going to leave, man. That's his home. Zing, Gator fans. All right. Let's take a real quick break. It's 420. Smoke them if you got them. We'll be back in a flash here on Braves Country and Braves Country HD, wherever you stream.
I might audible. If I audible, I'll use
Red Polly! Red Polly!
Blue Poncho! Blue Poncho!
Dilly Dilly!
Rambo! Rambo!
Give me Kershaw here! Kershaw!
You're listening to the Armchair Quarterbacks.
Dr. Chop, Japan! Richmond, New York! Richmond, Florida! Sally, Buffalo! Check! Hey! Short Ox! Luda Raiders!
Red Giant! Omaha!
Time out!
Beware, my friend, and let me warn you. They're thinking of taking a bumps to California. Let's keep the Dodgers in Brooklyn. Our house is not a home without some love. Don't let them leave our premises. L.A. will be their nemesis. But Brooklyn fits the Dodgers like a glove.
Visit Shane Company for meaningful holiday gifts. Our in-house design team creates unique styles of fine jewelry in every price range. Exquisite symbols crafted with superior standards and made to last a lifetime. We have a variety of diamond infinity designs to symbolize your everlasting love. We're also known for our natural and vibrant rubies, which represent enduring passion. Or select a stylish necklace with the stone in her favorite color or her birthstone, so you'll always be close to her heart. Our jewelry consultants in the store and online will help you find something beautiful to put under the tree. Your gift will be a symbol of your love that will be treasured forever. Now you have a friend in the jewelry business, Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
Hey folks, this is Mark White with The Mark White Show, and you can tune in to The Mark White Show every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. right here on Rock 99 WQEE The Key, the home of Southern sports and talk.
You're listening to WQEE 99.1 FM, The Key in Noonan, Georgia, home of Braves Country with Mac McGee and the Armchair Quarterbacks, weekdays, 3 p.m. Eastern to 5 p.m. Eastern, right here on The Key and YouTube.com at Braves Country.
40 games at $50 a piece? That's like $2,000.
Per seat.
Per seat? How many seats did you buy?
One. And the one next to it.
That's $4,000.
Unless they get in the playoffs, because for some reason playoff tickets are more money than regular seats. They'll never make it. What am I talking about? They're a lousy team this year.
You spent $4,000 on a lousy team?
Well, let me explain something to you about basketball. Right. You cannot get season tickets like this with a good team. You got to ride out the bad years, hoping for a good one.
That's what you said 17 years ago when I married you, and I'm still waiting for a good one.
Welcome back. Joey, I'll get your World Series predictions and division predictions next Tuesday before the season starts. But Doug and Steven, Texas T and Red Raider Doug, gave us their predictions. Did you get a chance to hear any of that?
No, I'd love to hear what we got. What are we working with?
Doug, give him yours one last time.
Basically, when it comes down to it, you're going to it'll be the Astros and the Braves with the Braves winning, basically, is the overall.
Ooh, chop, chop.
But I was going to – I'm glad you brought it up because Steven had challenged me about the fact I said that the Marlins winning 90 games, but why I didn't have them going into the playoffs.
Right.
It's because with this the way they're doing the schedule here, this more balanced schedule – it's just a simple fact that I had the Brewers winning more than 90 games. I've got them at winning 93 games this year.
Man, that's going to be a whole lot of wins for a whole lot of teams. I guess his point is he thinks if you win 90 games, you're going to get that final wild card spot.
All I was trying to say is I think that's going to fly. That's not going to be true this year. I think there are going to be some exceptions this year was the main point that I was really trying to make.
I mean, I could see it in a world where – now that you have the unbalanced schedule, or balanced schedule, I guess is what it'd be.
Mm-hmm.
What if a team like the Marlins played really well against teams like Boston, the Nationals, the Tigers, the Royals? Let's be honest, the Angels are going to angel. The Angels are always going to angel, right?
Mm-hmm.
But yet they don't do as well against the top tier teams, so they scoop up a bunch of wins. But I guess what you for all that to happen, I think what you're going to end up having to have is you're going to have a lot of 100 loss win teams or a lot of 100 loss teams in Major League Baseball if you're going to have that many 90 win teams. It's not out of the realm of possibility. I would think if you got 90, you're going to get in the playoffs.
It's fair. It just I was just really high on the Brewers winning a lot of games in part because of the scheduling. It's the only reason I'm basing it, you know. It's the only reason I'm basing it on. Any other year, if you had asked me the same question last year, no, I wouldn't have said that. It's just this specific year and this the way the scheduling is. I see a lot more teams.
I think Trish was calling you a moron is all it was.
Oh, I took that in the first segment there. I felt that one.
I did not see these comments till we went to break by Sean.
Hard to keep up with them.
Dude. 100 miles an hour. It was cracking me up when I saw the one where he's talking about Tones still because Tones being upset about Shrewsbury. He says, well, he still has Baker Ball to look forward to. So yeah, he loses his college basketball coach, and then he's a diehard Buccaneer fan, and that is gonna be a rough go, man. Now, let's be honest, that's gonna be a rough go. I don't care. Even the most optimistic Tampa Bay Buccaneer fan cannot think that Baker Mayfield is going to send you to anything but maybe six wins, seven, if everything goes crazy.
God bless the division. Like, the AFC South is the only hope that there might be, because that division – I'm sorry, Atlanta fans. I'm not saying – I like what you're doing too, but the division's down, let's face it. There's no team that's really ready to take over just yet.
No, but I think the Saints will probably win it at this point.
And yeah, they got the best QB.
And I think the Panthers have more upside just because if they get the top quarterback – now, look, if they get Anthony Richardson, that actually helps the Bucs cause, because there's more and more momentum of folks thinking that Richardson's going to be the top pick. And if that happens, there's a learning curve with that cat, right? He's not going in there in week one and tearing up the league. Now, he may be the best guy to have long term because of his physical ability, but he's not doing anything spectacular in week one to week eight. So... I mean, but still, man, I can't wrap my head around that team with Tom Brady. They had a losing record, right? They're going to, and got smoked by the Cowboys in the playoffs. They're going to all of a sudden rise up to the occasion, and Baker Mayfield's going to be the guy. Does he even start? There's a good chance it's Kyle Trask.
And that would be interesting to me for a couple of reasons then, because then, you know, how much does Baker like that teaching role? I know he says the right things right now, but if Trask starts and Baker has to back up, that's where it could get a little conflicting to me. I think they signed him. I think he has to be the starter, but to be determined.
He's at Sean's other question that got me was, He thought you were Tones, and he wanted to know if you work in a medical lab because of what's going on.
I'm actually in a quality lab, so yeah.
It does look like a side scene of Breaking Bad.
Don't worry, everything's legal. Hands are in the air.
He waits for Dennis, you know, head to pop in the picture. You know, you're done.
You're fine.
Okay. And then Trosh picked Toronto to beat San Diego. That one's way out there.
Two fun rosters.
I mean, it's fun to think of. I just – there's – both of them make it? That's – man, that's a tough, tough ask. If one of them gets to the ALCS or NLCS, I would be shocked. Because I don't see San Diego doing it twice. I just don't. I think they – I think they caught the Dodgers with the pants down, and they slip right by them, and then they got it handed to them by the Phillies in the NLCS. The Toronto thing, man, what have they done in the offseason that's going to put them past the Yankees? That's my.
I was going to say the only thing they've added some speed, but that's about it. I mean, I'd be more apt to put the Mariners ahead of Toronto than that, but who knows?
With those arms they have too, I think they at least need another starter. If they're playing well at the deadline, to me they got to go get another starting pitcher too, because I see some decent things, but nothing that stands out.
And Doug, your NL wildcard was what, Mets, Milwaukee, and Los Angeles?
Yes.
Okay.
No love for my Cubbies anywhere, huh?
No, I think you put St. Louis in there, didn't you?
Yeah, St. Louis will win the NL Central.
I'm with you.
And that, I hate to beat a dead horse, but that's another reason that the Brewers will win a lot more games, is just playing at NL. As bad as I think the Cubs, the Reds, and the Pirates are going to play, I could see the Cardinals and the Brewers winning a lot of sweeps this year, interdivision-wise.
Man, putting us in the same categories as the Reds and the Pirates, that's a tough one to swallow.
Putting you with the Reds is a step up, actually.
Come on, we got Dansby Swanson, we got – you know, Cody Bellinger's going to go off this year. I'm trying to sell you on a bag of goods.
All these guys are in their prime, I swear.
Mancini, he's not 35. Trey Mancini's young.
Who's there's someone else y'all signed. It was a bat. And I saw it doing a fantasy thing the other day. I went, my God, y'all signed every old son of a gun off the trash heap.
Tucker Barnhart.
Well, that's okay with the Reds. That's okay with the Reds. You got to check their IDs before they come into the stadium. They're so damn young.
Braves are young. We're just a good kind of young.
Yeah. In your prime, young.
Yeah. Yeah. It's. I'm not gonna lie. It's good being a Braves fan right now. Wasn't so fun 5 years ago. Going into it 5 years ago, yeah, but 8, 9 years ago, for about a 3-4 year stretch, that was rough. I remember we came in to do a preseason show, and it was after 3 years of having really bad years with the Braves, just before we went on this 5-year run. And I remember thinking, it's only been 3 years. My God, it felt like a life sentence, man. Like when your team's bad for like 3 years, and I'm talking about like they have no chance. Like they go in, you have no shot, nothing. You're just sitting there just going, ugh, man, just what am I? Why even get up out of the? Why I get out of bed in the morning? Why? Wake me up in September when my football team start playing.
That's the struggle with baseball, because once you get to summer, if your baseball team stinks, it's a long July, and it's a decently long August.
Yeah, because once the NBA Finals and the NHL, the Stanley Cup playoffs end, you're staring down the barrel of almost 3 months of, man, what do I watch now? I would still watch the Braves games and watch them develop, but you're like, when they're winning 2 games a week, you're like, this is really hard. This is really hard to be that fan. It is.
Well, that's why you mentioned months ago, that would have been a perfect spot for the XFL or USFL. The XFL ratings are so bad right now because nobody wants to watch more football after football. People go to golf. People go to the March Madness. People during that time is the dead time. They could have put one of those leagues then. Instead, they try to cram it all in. But that's for another time.
Yeah, I guess it was 15, 16, and 17. Those were the years. That was the toughest. So in 2014, we fell off at the end, but we were good for quite a bit of the season. Then we just fell off. No one could freaking get a base hit. We were striking out. That's why we had the entire lineup that just struck out top to bottom. Ugla and Upton. It's just nothing but strikeouts. And then we went into 15 and 16, knowing we didn't have a prayer. I actually thought we had worse seasons than we did. It felt worse. 67 and 68 wins. And then 17, you could see start to turn around. Finished third in the division, 72 wins. Still not great. But you're like, all right, well, at least we don't stink. And then we went into 18 and I don't think a lot of people thought we were going to make that big jump, because at the time folks were still leaning on the Mets and saying, you know, the Mets and the Nationals were the teams to beat. But that 2019, even though we won the division, we talked about it yesterday. And I didn't think about that year at the time, about the hardest, because if y'all have heard that country song, 98 Braves, It's a newer song, and basically it's saying me and this girl didn't make it. I thought we were going to go all the way, you know, basically saying that he thought she was going to be the love of his life, and they started off great, and then they fell flat, and he compared it to the 1998 Braves, who made it to the NLCS and lost to the Padres. But, dude, that 2019 season when we lost to the freaking Cardinals – Game 5 in the NLDS, and that was when the Nationals upset the Dodgers. You remember that? They had what was his name? The guy's from Jacksonville. I'm drawing a blank. Second baseman, but he hit the big grand slam that turned it around for the Washington Nationals, and they beat the Dodgers. And we go, and right before, I'm pretty sure it was either the day before or the evening before, because we were like a 5 o'clock start. We were playing the Cardinals in Atlanta for game five, and we had Folty on the mound, and we thought we had a decent shot, and gave up 10 runs. Like in the first inning, I think it was 10, might have been 11. It was, I remember rushing home from work, setting everything up. Our dog at the time got her fed, all that rushing. I mean, I was flying around. Dude, I had just gone to the, and here was my thing. I went to the garage, got a cooler full of, you know, a little small cooler full of beer, iced it down, brought it in the living room because I didn't want to have to move. And before I could get all that done, we were down 7 or 8 to nothing. It's first inning. I was like, oh dear God, when is this going to stop? That's a game, because if we would have won that game, and we should have, they just choked. Folty choked. If we would have won that game, there's no doubt in my mind we would have won the World Series that year, because we owned Washington that year. We beat the brakes off them every time we played them. And then, of course, the Cardinals spit the bit in the NLCS, lose to Washington. Washington finds a way to beat Houston. And it was right after that when all the trash can stuff came out. And that was Memory Lane by Matt. Sometimes I just get really mad about this stuff, man. You can't let it go.
I was just saying, you had a crowd behind you there for a second.
Oh, yeah. No. There's sometimes people floating in and out. You're going to see a lot of mystery things with me. I might as well keep my hands up. Might have to mute out my background. But was that Brian Dozier?
I thought they were going to come in and give you your World Series picks for you or something. They were just all choreographed perfectly behind there for a second.
Well, he was so still, I thought his video had frozen. I was like, either his video is frozen or he's trying to blink at us because he's being held hostage somewhere.
Everyone's getting hurt.
The one guy was looking towards the camera. I thought he's going to hold up today's newspaper behind him or something.
It would have been. It would have been great if he would have flashed in. Go Big Suey! Woo!
Got a new coach. Woo! Take it off.
I went down memory lane. I can't remember what we were supposed to talk about. Let me pull that up real quick, man. I go off these tangents. Next thing I know, it's Sunday morning. I'm like, what happened? I don't know. I blacked out and started complaining about the Braves again. I'm going to hit that on the other side. Well, what about this Paul George injury? They're saying they're going to reevaluate him in 2 to 3 weeks. Joey, you're one of our big NBA guys. Doesn't that sound like he's not going to reevaluate? Just means whether or not he's going to need surgery, right?
Yeah, and listen, this is why the Clippers experiment has not worked, unfortunately. When your two best players are injury prone, and that being Kawhi Leonard and obviously Paul George. Now, don't get me wrong, they're great players when they're on the court, but similar to Lamar Jackson, how many games are you getting these people for? People don't take into effect, because at the most important time in the season, they're going to hurt you, and boom, reevaluated into 2 to 3 weeks, turns into probably 4 to 6 weeks of being out and something that could linger. I don't like the sounds of it.
No, I think it's a hot mess, to be honest with you. When I saw the way they put it, and they said reevaluate him in 2 to 3 weeks, that doesn't. I'm sure there's fans out there who got excited. They said, "Oh, okay, well maybe he'll be back in time for the plus." That does not mean he's going to try to play basketball in 2 to 3 weeks. That means they're going to reevaluate and see if the swelling's gone down, see if he needs any kind of surgery.
And on top of that, right now, the LA Clippers would be playing the Phoenix Suns in round one. So if Kevin Durant comes back healthy, which I mean, obviously he was out for, but if he stays healthy,
well, that's enough to stay healthy, right?
Right. It's NBA's ugly. It's a mess everywhere.
That entire conference to me is an absolute just, it's the cleanest way you can, I mean, it's a dumpster fire.
What are you going to do? Trust John Morant? I mean, it's every team has a flaw somewhere. And
I heard today that the Mavericks have a losing record since they got Kyrie. I was like, yes, yes.
They're now under 500 at 36 and 37, have lost two in a row.
Did you see this thing with the Mavericks and Golden State last night? Did you see this controversy?
Yeah, Mark Cuban was complaining about it. Go ahead. You can speak on it better than me.
Well, the short of it is it was a tight ball game. I don't have all the particulars in front of me. It was a tight ball game late in the game in Dallas. So they say they shouldn't be getting jobbed on by the refs. And Dallas, it's said by the referees underneath the basket that Dallas would be defending.
Yep.
That the refs pointed that it is Dallas's ball, that it went out on a Golden State player. Instead, they come out of the timeout. So Dallas is sitting up at half court because they're expecting to be heading towards the Golden State basket. And if you try and picture this in your head, going right to left across your dial is the way Dallas was heading, right, towards the basket. Right to left would be Golden State's basket that they're trying to score in. So at midcourt stands the Mavericks after they were told that it was their possession. They come out and they had overturned it, but they didn't tell anybody. And Golden State was underneath Dallas's basket that they're supposed to be defending. And they inbounded it, a really quick bunny layup and a big deal in a game that was very close. And Dallas is playing filed. Now, I don't know if anything will come of it, but they filed a protest. But it's very odd. I've never seen a basketball game where if it gets overturned, they would tell the team, hey, what are you doing? You need to come down here. Instead, they just let them stand up there at half court while two or three Golden State players were underneath the other basket and got a bunny in a key part of the game. And the thing, reason why that game is so important is because Golden State and the Mavs are fighting it out for that final non-play-in spot in the playoffs.
Mark Cuban called it the worst no call of all time.
I can't argue with it. I don't know if it's the worst, but it's up there with the Dez Bryant non-catch. I can tell you that right now. It's up there with the infield fly rule that they did to us against the Cardinals. What was that, 2012 or whatever it was?
But yeah, honestly, though, how many times in any sport has a game been overturned because of a mistake, though?
You really think? The only reason why more people aren't talking about it is because ESPN does not want to shine a light on the terrible call because they're in bed with the NBA. The other reason would be it's not a playoff game. If it was a playoff game, I mean, the internet would have melted down.
Oh, yeah.
Twitter would have had to get extra servers. I don't watch a lot of regular season NBA. I'll check scores and check injuries and see how the teams are doing. And if the Celtics are on, I'll watch them. If the Hawks are on, I'll try to catch them, though they're not on very often. But that's it. I wasn't watching the game, but I saw it, and then I went back, but I record all the games just, you know, if I ever need to. And I went back and watched that, and I was like, holy cow. I thought it was being blown out of proportion. I was waking up this morning to the news, and I was like, that's got to be. And I go, no, that's not being blown out of proportion at all. That is some real deal Holyfield right there, man.
No more.
All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, March Madness predictions tonight. Man, we're just 1 week away from opening day. We'll be back in a flash here on Braves Country and Braves Country HD, wherever you stream. Braves Country, weekdays, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern, 99.1 FM The Key, your first choice for Southern sports talk.
A woman in my section wants to know if we do anything gluten-free. What do I tell her? Tell her she's not allergic to gluten. She's just masking an eating disorder.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Hey, Braves fans. Thank you for listening to Braves Country Baseball. Hi, I'm Mac McGee, and we are here to bring you play-by-play, pitch-by-pitch of your Atlanta Braves, bringing you spring training and 2 to 3 games a week all season long. Please like and subscribe today. Braves Country Baseball.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to Braves Country. Weekdays, 3 to 5 p.m. on WQEE 99.1 FM, The Key. Please like and subscribe today. YouTube.com/@Braves Country.
Hey, does any of y'all know when the employee Christmas party is for the self-checkout at Walmart?
Welcome back, McGee and Joey, with DJ Doug spinning the beats today. We appreciate you playing the tunes for us, Doug.
Woo! Little get your boogie action. On.
Are we a little shirt action, Doug, for the Razorbacks tonight?
Oh, yeah.
I'm chafing over here.
I noticed.
I would take mine off, but I think I'm gonna do about 70,000 to 80,000 push-ups right before I do that. So you know,
I don't want the listeners to pass out, so I won't do it either.
Yeah, I don't want to get all hot and bothered this close to opening day. Oh man, March Madness reconvenes tonight.
Let's go!
I'm ready for some basketball. Man, ESPN just tries to keep you locked into the NFL 24/7, 365.
Give it a break. It's like
I click over there. There's some stupid article they have on the front page that has nothing to do with anything, but they try to tie the NFL into something.
Eesh.
Louise.
So what team? Well, ESPN. What team did they say Lamar was going to play on today?
I finally found a good one. I'm sure they're complaining about this, but this is a good one. World Athletics has banned transgender women from competing in elite female competitions if they have gone through male puberty. I'm thinking that World Athletics has something to do with possibly like the World Championships.
Yeah.
Well, it's about time. It's extremely unfair for a man. I don't care how he's identifying for his own little life and what he does. That's whatever. But to compete in sports, to go up against a woman, it's unfair. I mean, what's next? We're gonna have him in female boxing, kicking the crap out of some girl, and we're like, well, you know, we're gonna cancel culture, Ray Rice. But if he just would have put a wig on, it would have been fine. No, what? No.
Yeah, ask the female swimmers who came in second, third, and fourth and lost to that male. Their families were pretty.
Was it Princeton?
I forget exactly where. I think they were pretty big.
It's about time someone did something. I mean, good Lord. Just, you'd think common sense would kick in eventually and say, no, you can't have guys. It's biology.
Common sense in 2023? I think not.
The only thing that could ever come good out of any of that is if they would just get rid of the WNBA. Go, well, wait a minute. You know, you might as well just let everyone play together. But that's it. I mean, that is just unbelievable. It's unbelievable this is still being a conversation. Providence hires George Mason's head coach English. I don't think that's a big deal. LeBron could play. If it's not the NFL, the ESPN's got LeBron at the top of their headlines. That dude hasn't played in a month, and they're going, oh, he might play end of the season. Fantasy baseball cheat sheet. Now we're talking turkey. Now we're talking about something of interest. Right?
Huh? Back to the madness.
Yeah. All right. Let's get back to the madness. By the way, real quick on the scoreboard update, Mets and Braves skated to a 2-2 tie. And thankfully, we only have a few more spring training games, so won't see many more ties. All right. Games tonight. If there are NBA games tonight, I'm not going to talk about them. Don't care. Irrelevant. We've
Me
got
either. Four Don't worry.
All games that matter tonight. And the first one, well, wait a minute. No. Yeah. NIT doesn't come back till Tuesday. Which I'm glad to see that. NIT will be back Tuesday. Are they playing Wednesday too? I would assume. Or no, I guess just Tuesday. So I think how they do is they do Tuesday and Friday for their championship. CBI, if you want to know that, what happened there, Joey, Charlotte took home the champions.
Oh, God.
Big tourney.
Turning white is a ghost.
Huge game. I did watch it. There might have, outside of the immediate family, there might have been four people in the stands. But they were smart, man. They were in Daytona. They probably volunteered. Anyone want to go to this stupid CBI tournament? Where is it? Daytona Beach. Bing! Let's go. Michigan State, Kansas State. All right, I'll get your locks real quick, and then I'm just going to give everyone's opinion on who wins it. Give me your lock for the day, Joey.
Well, ironic. It's Michigan State money line. That point they're given, I'm going to flush that away. I'm just going to go with the money line at minus 110. And take Michigan State to win this game. I think this is, I know, it's the only Big Ten team left. Somebody's got to make some noise. I've never been a fan of Kansas State, even though they made a nice run here in this tournament, but I think that stops today. My lock is Michigan State, and they'll win.
All right. Doug, what about you?
My lock, just take Alabama and the points against San Diego State tonight.
That game's tomorrow. What's the line? Tomorrow.
Is this tonight? Tonight's game. Just take UCLA. I'm taking UCLA to beat Gonzaga. That's my only lock for tonight.
The Alabama game 7.5 is still 7.5. That game interests me because I thought that line would be higher.
Mm-hmm.
And don't get me wrong, San Diego State's a good team, but Alabama's just been rolling. Mm-hmm. My lock for the day will be, I think FAU is going to cover. I got them at 5.5 this morning. Some books, I see them at 5 and 4.5 right now. So I must be in the majority in thinking that. If you want a good hedge of your bet, I really like taking Florida Atlantic and UConn on a two-game teaser, 4 points. So that would take UConn down to the money line and give you 8.5 with Florida Atlantic right now.
I like that.
I do think UConn's going to win, but, man, it's going to be a tough one. All these games should be really good games. Tomorrow night, not so much, but tonight should be great ones. we are coming up towards the end of it. Doug, what is your walk-off again?
Walk-off is Foster Moreau, tight end for the Raiders, was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma the other day. They actually caught it. He had to have some kind of physical, and they caught it. So he's not going to be playing for us anymore. So I just wish him all the best and hope he recovers soon.
What's the prognosis on him as far as, I mean, did they catch it in time? What's the deal with
that? Yeah, that's the thing, too, which is strange. He had a – it was something to do – it wasn't even a team-related thing. It was an insurance – some type of insurance that he takes out on himself. And he had to have the physical for the insurance, and they caught it. They did testing on him. And, yeah, they caught it right away because it's in kind of like a pre-stage thing. So with treatment, he should be all right.
Joey, what's your walk-off for the day?
Tough one to follow, but I'll spin it and say enjoy the Sweet 16. To me, it's the best round. You get the cream of the crop, four games tonight, four games tomorrow before it gets shredded down. Enjoy the next two nights of hoops before baseball.
My walk-off for tonight is obviously, man, March Madness takes center stage. And we'll be back again tomorrow. It'll be more of a focus on that. But, man, we're 1 week away from spring training. And when you now at this point, I'm just going to wake up every day hoping I don't see anything terrible of one of the guys getting hurt again, because you've already lost Rhys Hoskins today. For folks who might just be joining, Rhys Hoskins left the Phillies game with what looks like a really bad knee injury. Obviously, Edwin Diaz is done for the season. You had what Altuve got hit in the hand recently, and he's probably out till middle of the year.
8 to 10 weeks.
Can we get to opening day that he won't hurt? God dog it. Especially any of them that wear tomahawks, you know. Let's keep all them wrapped in bubble wrap. We'll see you manana. Keep it locked in here on the key. Tomorrow we'll have Tones and Bobby, and we'll be talking some March Madness along with a lot of baseball and other things. Keep it locked in here on WQEE.
Goodbye, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. We're back tomorrow with another show.
Well, unless we're fired, we'll talk to you then. Goodbye, sweetheart. Goodbye.
Guys and gals, it's time to go. We'll see you on the next show.
Same bat time, same bat channel.
Thanks for listening to Braves Country with Mac McGee and the Armchair Quarterbacks on 99.1 FM WQEE The Key in Noonan, Georgia, and simulcasting on youtube.com/@Braves Country. Braves Country comes your way weekdays, 3 p.m. Eastern to 5 p.m. Eastern. Please follow, like, and subscribe today. Armchair Quarterback Radio, your first choice for Southern sports.
Something of the 5th of September. Something of the 5th of September. She said a lot that I can't remember. Something of the 5th. Can I get another cigarette, please? Can I get another cigarette, please? Yeah, I know I live to regret it. Just give me another cigarette, please.
You're listening to WQEE 99.1 FM, The Key in Noonan, Georgia.